Yes, it is. Time for Grab Bag on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. If you're watching on Twitch and on YouTube, we have a camera on top of our building that shoots out over the great city of Boston. And there's definitely like a hornet's problem. They have like a big old bee hornet's nest. Did you see those bees?
Yeah. Oh, no, just now. And it's happened before. It's not the first time.
No, people have tipped us off on that.
We've seen these hornets flying around. Our guy, Amar, on Twitter, at Jones, WEEI, at Keefe21, has sent us screen grabs before.
Yeah, they're just like hanging out up there.
The bee or the hornet right in front of the camera, yeah.
But all right, let's get into the grab bag here, Jones, because nobody, and I mean nobody, has covered Shohei Ohtani's 60-60 watch quite like us. Now, this will sadly be the last day. Actually, maybe Monday. Monday we will
Monday we should do it.
The listener deserves it. No dong, no swipe for Ohtani last night, so he is sitting at 53 home runs, 56 steals. Still a very good season.
Oh, it's still a very strong season. Can I give you a number that he did reach last night?
Of course.
400 total bases. We're not on total base watch.
No, you're losing me.
The last player to get there, though? Barry Bonds, 2001.
Wow. Who was part of the Keys?
Last. That's a good point. He was part of the Keys.
400 total bags.
Yeah. Man. Last player to do it? Barry Bonds. Pretty good. Key to the game. Come on
up for grab bag.
Of course, we're also on Jose Ramirez 40-40 watch. He did not hit a home run last night.
I didn't check his total bases.
He didn't play.
He had, Nick, I said that he didn't hit a home run last night, which is also correct.
Jones is like, he didn't play.
It's still true. Don't correct me in the middle of grab bag.
And no stolen bases.
Thank you, Nick.
Don't look me in the eyes.
Do you want to do the rest of the grab bag, Nick?
Don't look me in the eyes. Don't correct me in grab bag.
So what's the total at then, Nick? You know so much about Jose Ramirez and his schedule.
He's 38-40.
Who's he playing tomorrow or tonight?
I don't know.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That's what we
I looked this morning, I don't remember.
That's what we call gotcha media right there. That's how it's done. So he's
I just stay silent for like 7 seconds?
Don't answer that. Yeah, who are they playing this weekend? Nick, did you drop?
You're in timeout.
Nick, is your mic working back in there?
38 home runs, 40 steals.
Yeah.
He has the weekend to pop a couple of dingers, and then he'll be the seventh member of the 40-40 club.
Yeah. No, I think we were too late to this one, quite frankly. I think we did baseball a disservice by not getting on the 40-40 watch earlier.
Right. But we corrected that mistake.
Yeah, no, we're getting
the Astros.
There.
What was that, Nick?
Playing the Astros.
Grab bag.
Joe Castiglione's final game in the Red Sox booth will be this Sunday as they have the series with the Rays at Fenway Park. So at least it's at home. And there's going to be a who's who of characters showing up on Sunday. A lot of players from the bygone era here to celebrate Joe Castiglione's Hall of Fame career. I believe the ninth inning is going to be simulcast on NESN as well. We recommend you check out the Odyssey app or listen to it at 93.7 or wherever you get your Sox game. But yeah, we've talked about it a lot. You know, I think when he got into the Hall of Fame, talked about Joe's unbelievable career for a while. When he announced his retirement, it was like two Sundays ago, buried in like an afternoon game. That's it for me.
It was like mid at bat. Here's a ball outside. And by the way, I think it's time to call it a career. It was like in the middle of it at bat.
Ball two.
Yeah.
Stepping away after 42 years.
Yeah.
That'll obviously be something this weekend, his final three games.
And you don't need to reveal it if so, but you've been asked to be in the booth for that or no?
We'll see.
TBD.
Well, I haven't checked my email yet.
I didn't kill my wife. I don't.
Grab bag.
College football slate tomorrow. You got some good ones. The real highlighted game would have to be number 2 Georgia at number 4 Alabama. 7:30 kickoff game. Two good quarterbacks, two Heisman candidates, you'd have to imagine. Carson Beck, who's going out with one of those twins at Miami.
Yeah.
Relax.
I was just confirming.
That's too much.
Yeah.
We're too old for that. We just point out the facts. We don't make weird noises when that happens. So anyway, Carson Beck's going out with her. Jalen Milroe, though, was a topic of conversation earlier today.
And run and throw. We built like a brick house.
Just what you asked for.
Maybe those twins are dating the wrong guy.
Maybe they are. Yeah. Maybe they'll see this game.
Maybe the other twin.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to take Bama on this one. It was 2, now it's down to 1. They were 2-point dogs. Home dog. They barked the loudest.
Oof.
So I'm going to take Bama on this one, but I'm excited. You also at number 9 Penn State hosting number 19 Illinois. Notre Dame ranked 15th even with the one loss. I'm sorry, 16th with one loss takes on 15th ranked Louisville. So some good matchups here. And BC has Western Kentucky at high noon tomorrow.
Yeah.
They should smoke Western Kentucky.
Let down game? Trap game?
8-point favorites. Just 8. That was like the spread against Michigan State.
I was just
going to
say the exact same thing. The Hilltoppers, they got some NFLers on the team.
Now, does the student body storm the field after the win over the Hilltoppers?
Yeah.
You know what? And if they do, Jones, I'm not going to fault
them.
I
will for that.
You're only
in
college for 4 years unless you're Bo Nix.
No, if you have an actual upset in college, then I'm okay with storming the field.
What a Florida tight end who's been 8 years.
No, Miami, I think.
Oh, it's Miami.
He like literally got his 10th year of eligibility. They're like, dude, just fine.
Yeah, just keep playing. This is not for you.
Who was the quarterback they had last year from Louisville? Oh, Malik Cunningham.
Oh, the Pats? Yeah, Cunningham was
Dr. Cunningham?
Oh, yeah.
You're at Louisville for 7 years, sir. You might as well get your doctorate. BC, I mean, if they win this one, and I mean, they should.
I gave them the out for,
one?
Yeah, I gave them the out for storming the field last week. Red bandana game. This week, no excuse.
Stay in the stands.
Stay in the stands. Keep it to yourself.
I want you to draw me like one of your
grab bags.
Wearing this. Wearing only this.
Pretty controversial news out of the WNBA, Jones, as the Chicago Sky.
More controversy.
And another coach firing. Teresa Weatherspoon, one of the great women's players of all time, fired after one season. Angel Reese, coach killer? Question mark?
Wow, she only got 1 year there.
People are asking.
That's the scuttlebutt?
Is the Bayou Barbie a coach killer?
I feel like I know who's asking that question.
Yeah, you can probably narrow it down.
Who's
asking
that one out.
Which is crazy.
Overlap with yesterday's grab bag.
After having the rebound record for a couple weeks.
Yeah, she coached her to the rebound record. And now she's like, yeah, you're out of here.
Now she's looking for a new gig.
Out of here, Witherspoon.
Terrible.
I want you to tell all your friends about me.
What are you?
I'm grab bag.
We could trim it up, but we just decided not to.
Honestly, I think you could add a little more.
The Cleveland Browns have ruled out tight end David Njoku and their starting tackles against the Raiders.
I kind of like the Browns in that game. Yeah. I don't care how all those guys are ruled out. I kind of like the Browns there.
Also, no Pierre Strong, though. Does that factor in?
Good Bill Belichick draft pick.
He was.
Yeah.
You get a hammy. He's out with a hammy.
Yeah, an ouchie.
Shake the keys.
You are my sunshine, my only
grab bag.
All right, it is time for a segment within a segment. That would be random baseball player du jour.
Okay.
As of the day. And you guys can guess this one, Nick and Billy and Jones. We have a random baseball player who played from 1987 to 2005.
What a career.
Very long career. A one-time All-Star.
Oh.
He played, I would say, primarily third base. You might also know him as an outfielder, like left field, but I would say more third base is how I remember him.
87-05, one-time All-Star.
87-05, one-time All-Star.
Okay.
This is important, too. Played with Milwaukee, Baltimore, and Atlanta. Milwaukee, Baltimore, and Atlanta.
Gonna be honest, drawing a lot of blanks here.
Drawing blanks,
yeah.
You fire. You don't. There's no limit on guesses.
What were the years again?
87 to 2005.
The Twitch chat says Lyle Overbay was not Lyle Overbay.
He's first baseman.
Yeah,
he played some third though.
He might have played a little hot corner. Yeah. Not his best position.
Give it to me again. Brewers, Braves, who?
Brewers, Braves, Orioles. 9 seasons with Milwaukee. 8 seasons with Baltimore.
Oh,
he was a All-Star in 1999. With Baltimore. So right here at Fenway Park.
Right here at Fenway.
He,
BJ Surhoff.
Oh!
Ding, 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 ding.
Billy Lanny.
Let me tell you.
BJ Surhoff.
That is very unfortunate.
This guy.
Very unfortunate that the Twitch chat missed the Billy swish that he did back there. Billy hit that. He did a step back. He went, Kobe. And with the gooseneck after he got the who was it again? BJ Surhoff. You could have given me a lot more hints. I'm not sure I would have got that.
1999 was his best year, where he had 28 home runs, 107 RBI, played in every game for the O's that year, and was 18th in the AL MVP vote.
How much of the 99 All-Star Game roster, American League and National League, do you think you could name, Billy? Most of it? All of it, apparently?
Of it.
Yeah,
it sounds
a
like
lot
all
of
it.
Yeah, yeah, no, I couldn't do it if like you timed me, but if I just kind of sat down and just wrote it out pen to paper, I think I could figure it out.
BJ Surhoff.
Yeah, because that was on the other side. In the National League, I want to say it was Barry Larkin, Matt Williams, Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa.
He's going through who Pedro struck
Barry
out,
Bonds, yeah, probably, yeah, pretty
yeah,
much.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. That team was loaded. Are you looking it up right now?
No, I was looking up B.J. Surhoff. I'm sorry. career 280.
I kind of told you everything you need to know about B.J. Surhoff.
Sure you remember the Surhoff pop.
Career 282 hitter. That's nice.
My phone's broken. And
the work network's down.
And oh man, B.J. Surhoff at 99.
He was awesome in 99.
28 out of nowhere. 28 home runs.
Career highs at age 34.
Yeah, he went to same doctors McCaffrey's going to.
I am glad though he did it clean. Yeah. He's one of those guys that did it clean.
For sure.
Shout out to B.J. Surhoff. He's your random baseball player of the day. Not bad.
B.J.
Oh, we got some B.J. Surhoff. I didn't check the text line. We got some B.J. Surhoffs. A bunch of B.J. Surhoffs. Somebody gets Mark Grace. I mean, come on. He played first base for the Cubbies. Please.
William James Surhoff.
Todd Zeal. His name is William James?
Yeah.
He's like, call me B.J. Like, all right.
All right. No, I'd rather not. But go ahead.
I'm going to call you William. Your mom named you William. I'm calling you William. I go by BJ now. All right, that'll do it for another successful edition.
Oh, they're not going to catch us. We're on a mission from
Grab Bag.
So the text line, I was busy looking up.
No, they were on
BJ
it.
Surhoff. Text line was on it.
Yeah, they did. They did a good job.
Some Todd Zeals.
Yeah, Todd Zeals a good guess.
Terry Pendleton. Oh, these might have been random ones we were getting beforehand.
I do like that we're the home of just random athletes. Feel free to text them in because we read them and we chuckle.
Feel free for three straight days. We've just been getting all of a sudden just a random baseball name on the text line for three straight days.
I enjoy that a lot.
37937 is where you can send those. Okay, that's the grab bag. Random baseball player, new feature within a feature.